Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. I'm Adam Albrick with Egg Country. Farmers and ranchers have different options when it comes to financing equipment. Today, we're going to learn more about one of those options. Tate Mosier works as a territory manager for Egg Direct. Welcome, Tate.
Thank you.
Now, Tate, soon harvest equipment will really get rolling here in the upper Midwest. Could you give us a high-level overview of what Egg Direct is before we dive in and explore different areas in a little bit more detail?
Yeah, sure. So Egg Direct is part of the farm credit system, and we are a limited liability partnership between 16 farm credits throughout the U.S., one of which being Egg Country. So we are partners in financing, and everything we do goes directly to the Egg Country portfolio.
And so is all equipment eligible for financing, or is there anything that can be excluded?
If it's for farm usage, we can finance it. Anything rolling stock, so anything that you can actually go physically pick up and take, is financeable through Egg Direct. If it's a fixture of any kind, something like grain bins, buildings, things of that nature, we would refer that back to our partners. But yeah, anything with a rolling stock is financeable through Egg Direct.
So when people hear financing, they tend to think purchasing. Do you offer any other types of financing beyond just buying something?
Yes, we have loans, and we also have leases. We've got three different types of leases, one of which being an FPO, which is a fixed purchase option. Other people like to call that a walkaway lease. We also have pro leases, which is a purchase or renew only. And then we have put leases, which is a purchase upon termination. That would be considered more of a conditional sales contract. So if somebody wants to get into a piece of equipment and still depreciate it and write off interest, that would be the avenue to go.
All right. So you mentioned a couple different types of financing options for farmers out there. Walk us through the process of determining what type of financing is right for a farmer who might be interested in a piece of equipment. What should all be taken into consideration?
Well, their income levels for the year, first and foremost, and it also depends on what their tax situation is. If you get into estate planning, whether you're going to, pass equipment off from generation to generation, you might want to consider that as farmers start to age and want to pass things off to their son or another partner.
Now, it sounds like you guys work to finance equipment from a dealer, an auction, or even private party. Could you just expand upon these options a bit?
Yeah, so by and large, Egg Direct was established to work with the point of purchase, which is at the dealership level. And so we work with just about every dealership in every part of the state and in every part of the country, offering an alternative form of financing to their majors. Now, we do have other competitors in that space, but we primarily work with the dealership level. We also have our partners. They refer business over to us. So if a loan officer in a respective retail office would generate some type of a rolling stock loan, they could definitely get in touch with us and we could handle that transaction for them. A bigger and bigger part of what we do is the private party and auction business. So third-party purchases where Farmer A is buying from Farmer B. We do a fair amount of those transactions. And then the auction business is definitely something that has taken off in the last 3 to 5 years. I think we established our private party and auction group about 2015. So we're in our sixth year and growing it pretty close to substantial levels. So yeah, those are about the three to four. Yeah.
So what happens if someone wants to purchase a piece of machinery from a dealer that doesn't work with Egg Direct currently?
It's pretty simple. All of our applications are entered online. So if the dealership is set up with Egg Direct, they are provided a login and password, and they would just enter our portal and submit an application. Everything's automated. It gets transferred down into our Omaha office, and we take a look at it there, and everything is decisioned through the online process.
So, Tate, we have seen a rise in commodity prices over the past year that has really bumped up some land prices. But what have you been seeing at the auction level when it comes to equipment?
Yeah, so equipment availability has been pretty scarce from the dealership level to manufacturers, new equipment, used equipment. From a value standpoint, used equipment has been increasing pretty much month to month. So what you paid for, you know, at the end of 2020, you may be paying 10 grand for more now. Just availability is not there. Used equipment market values are going up. So that's the trend.
And is that lack of availability largely due to maybe some production issues that have been COVID related? We've seen that in other areas. Obviously, the auto industry has had a hard time getting certain computer chips and different components. Is that largely the same in, I guess, in the agricultural sector?
Yes, I would say that the equipment industry as a whole is similar to the automobile industry, where you may be producing items that are sitting at the end of the line, or perhaps, you know, in the lot next to the line, where they may be missing one or two pieces to get the unit out the door. So I would say we're pretty similar to the automobile industry, and basically everybody as a whole. Even, you know, to get appliances, you know, everything is COVID delayed, if you will.
So then, with an auction in mind, do you have any tips for farmers as they kind of keep their eye out for different equipment that actually is coming up for sale?
Yeah, certainly. We can do pre-approvals for an auction that may be coming up within, you know, a certain time frame. Most people like to get pre-approved prior to going into the auction. We can do that. We can also get you approved, you know, while you're at the auction. Our approval process is pretty streamlined. So if all the planets align, you know, we can get an approval within a matter of minutes, actually. So really depends on the producer, whether they want to get pre-approved. Obviously, with those customers that are working with us and our partners, we would have information to provide them just to, you know, let them know that they're good to go.
Okay. And then so finally, if somebody's out there listening along and they're interested in learning more about AgDirect, where should they go?
Well, we do have a web page, obviously. You can go to agdirect.com. Kind of talks a little bit and touches on a little bit of just about everything we do. You can also get in touch with your local territory manager. So all of us are listed on the bottom of the page. And if you just go by state, you can locate who's in charge of that specific state or specific area, and phone number's listed. You could also call directly into our office if you have any questions, or you could go to your local farm credit, such as Ag Country.
Well, Tate, thank you very much for joining us here today. We greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Tate Mosier, Territory Manager with Ag Direct. If you have a question about a financial topic, we would love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, tweet at us on Twitter, or submit your question using our website at www.agcountry.com.